Hey there, welcome to the Thursday edition of Following the Truth. I'm Gary Zimak. Today is March the 21st. We're going to look today at the gospel from today's Daily Mass. We're going to see an example of resisting the truth. You know, there were some people who just did not want to believe that Jesus was the Messiah. They just didn't accept him. And they were adamant in their disbelief. And they were determined to destroy him. We see a lot of that today. And I think even you and I at times can refuse to recognize Jesus and refuse to recognize what he's asking us to do. And that's one of the things about Lent. We're called to look deep inside of us and understand or acknowledge those times when we don't want to do what God wants and work on it with the help of the Lord's grace to try to change, to try to convert, to try to become Jesus. I mean, essentially, that's what we're trying to do during Lent. That's really what we're called to do as Christians. And also, you know, you look at this idea that some people are just not going to listen. We should be aware that we'll run into this too. In our life, we're going to see people in the media. We're going to see people we encounter at the workplace, at school, even in our own house, who just don't want to listen to Jesus, who just don't accept his authority, who just don't want to convert. So we shouldn't allow ourselves to become too frustrated, and we should keep praying and also just pray for the grace to not give up. Because if people didn't want to accept Jesus Christ, they're not going to want to hear your testimony about Jesus Christ. I mean, some will, some won't. Don't let it get you frustrated. The gospel today begins in John chapter 8, verse 51. Jesus said to the Jews, "Amen, I say to you, whoever keeps my word will never see death." So the Jews said to him, "Now we are sure that you're possessed. Abraham died, as did the prophets. Yet you say, whoever keeps my word will never taste death. Are you greater than our father Abraham who died? Or the prophets who died? Who do you make yourself out to be?" Well, Jesus answered, "If I glorify myself, my glory is worth nothing. But it is my Father who glorifies me, of whom you say, 'He is our God.' You do not know him, but I know him. And if I should say that I do not know him, I would be like you, a liar. But I do know him, and I keep his word. Abraham, your father, rejoiced to see my day. He saw it and was glad." So the Jews said to him, "You are not yet 50 years old, and you have seen Abraham?" Jesus said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, before Abraham came to be, I am." So they picked up stones to throw at him, but Jesus hid and went out to the temple area. It's kind of a bizarre ending. Makes it sound like Jesus is a bit of a coward, but not at all. The time was not right. It was not his time to be killed yet. And this is a further reminder that Jesus was completely in control, even when he went to his death on Calvary. He chose the time. He chose to submit to those who killed him. He didn't have to. He could have come down from that cross. But we see an example here of people who are just going to resist the truth. Their minds are closed. They just don't want to accept what Jesus has to say. And it's so easy to look at them and say, "What's wrong with these guys? They're horrible. They wouldn't listen to Jesus. They wanted to kill him." We might not want to kill Jesus, but there are times that each of us, I think, don't want to listen to him. Now, we'll listen to him when we agree with him, but there might be a person that we just can't stand, and we don't want to be kind to that person. We don't want to forgive them. We don't want to go out of our way when we're tired and help somebody. We don't want to go to Mass on Sunday, even though we know what the church teaches, it's a mortal sin to not go to Mass. You know, and I'm not accusing anybody of anything, but for all of us, there's a time when we just don't want to accept Jesus. And sometimes it's very subtle. Sometimes we'll look at a miraculous turnaround in our health or the health of somebody else or something we pray about and it just turns around and we refuse unintentionally many times to acknowledge it as a miracle. And we just say, "Oh well, I'm glad that worked out." The point is, let's work on trying to accept Jesus and be open to him however he wants to make himself known to us, even when it's difficult. God bless you. We'll talk to you next time.